Hey, you know, I have the perfect balance of groceries and household supplies currently at home. No dishes in the sink, and all of my laundry is done. Is there any way I can save this current configuration? You know, always have all the basics we need and never need to go out and buy anything else? Can I just restore from the saved file when stuff starts to run low? All right, this is episode number 250, the very first one released on the very first full-length episode released on the backseat server, I guess. And it also, the number 250, I guess, is significant because it does make a start looking toward the final stretch, the final 38 episodes. This is, fittingly enough, this is going to be the final installment of the Tony Mast interview series. That'll happen right after the music. Next week looks to be a standard issue deadpan. It's been a long time, or feels like it has. And then beyond that, we should do some Buckaroo Banzai Palooza-ing. And I guess someone should come up with something more clever than Buckalooza. So watch the film, read the comics if you can find them, and send me your thoughts. Send me audio of your thoughts about Buckaroo Banzai. Even if it's only a 3-second thumbs up or thumbs down review. The voicemail line is 480-788-JMDP, or you can email stuff to me, jack@jackmangan.com. Or sphericaljackm@gmail.com. All right, Tony Mast awaits. So let's get to this. Desert Pixie says, "Oh, brother, somebody is going to kiss the donkey. What does that even mean?" The Energizer Bunny says, "I never realized how difficult calling Penang was until we tried this morning. They won't charge the call to a cell phone. We had to give our credit card number. John Bowes says, "Hearing the Hoff overdubbed on this other actor, not at all that convincing now. Compared with when I first watched it, Ellipsis." Lopan says, "It's really good. Thick chocolate and bitter with a good hint of coconut. High recommendation." Espy says, "Truth." Nomad Scry says, "Is that a penis joke?" Completely not connected to Lopan's comment. Vanamont says, "Slash takes a deep breath. Blade Runner." And the first of the week, Desert Pixie says, "iPhone 4 iOS 511 gets it. Onesies."
You know, in the last year and a half or so, we got to a point where I remember, and very clearly, I kind of had the idea that I wanted to do something with box office numbers, like the dollar amounts and the rankings and stuff like that, because that kind of stuff kind of fascinates me, the social and the economic impact of how the movies work. Just because I've been doing this for so long, I'm a programmer, I'm a numbers guy, so that kind of tweaks that part of my brain too. And then the Scott Pilgrim movie comes out, and I remember seeing, oh yeah, that movie's coming out, and hearing in the, you know, our podcasting geeky circles, this movie's going to be huge. And I kept thinking, are you people insane? This movie is going to tank. Yeah, it's going to be good, but it's not going to do well at the box office. It's going to be terrible at the box office. And then it was. it failed at the box office. And it kind of got the idea in my head that I need to do something with this. And I started doing Backseat Box Office. And we just released our 91st episode of Backseat Box Office, and every week we, you know, I picked up a couple of co-hosts. We've gotten to a point where we do like a reading of what the movies were last week, how they performed at the box office, what movies are coming out, and then we give predictions of what our top five movies for the following weekend are going to be. We've got about 15 to 20 people commenting or emailing or voicemailing every week with their picks, their top five picks. We figured out a scoring system. We keep a leaderboard.
That's all on the website too.
That's all on the website. Yeah,
you can go there and see all that stuff.
Yeah, that's all on the website. We've given out prizes for the last couple of quote unquote seasons of the show that we've done, because the movie. The film season, like through Oscar season and then through the summer box office season, the blockbuster season are completely different and react completely different ways. So we actually broke those up in artificial seasons, so people could play in different ways and be ranked against other people. And we've got some really nice, you know, competitive jibing going back and forth. And Backseat Producers never had the kind of comment community that the Deadpan has, which is still freaking awesome. But we never really had that. We'd have some people commenting from time to time, especially when I would say something stupid about, you know, like, oh, I don't like the Princess Bride. So then we'd get a bunch of comments on that. But we consistently get more comments, I would say probably every month, for Backseat Box Office than we've had probably for the whole run of Backseat Producers. And it's something people have just kind of jumped on. We've got this nice little competitive thing going. We just started a new season, so hey, Deadpanites, you know, if you want to jump on, it's another way that you guys can compete.
You know, but for but it's like fantasy sports, but for movie.
Yeah,
for box office numbers.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and the cool thing is we don't care about the dollar amounts, which that would drive you completely insane. It's strictly just the ranking. What's going to be number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 this week? And sometimes movies surprise you, and sometimes people pick things and you wonder what they're thinking. but yeah, we have fun with that. And then about a year ago, I was contacted by a listener who has his own podcast. A guy by the name of Scott does Smells Bad on the Outside, or They Smell Bad on the Outside podcast. He's got this cool, geeky topic podcast. But he contacted me and said, hey, my friends and I watch movies, and we listen to Backseat Producers, and we like Backseat Producers, and we get together, and we go to the movies like once a week, and I've got this recording equipment. I can record our conversations, and we could keep them really short. What would you think about doing like a small, short episode kind of thing to go along with this? So we brainstormed and came up with the name Backseat Quickies, and he just released episode 50 of Backseat Quickies, and Scott and his girlfriend and their friend, and sometimes they've got other people in and out, they get together and they put together a 5 to 15 minute long podcast every week that's talking about one movie or one subject, and it's kind of a condensed version of Backseat Producers, but their taste in movies is completely different than ours. So they do some anime, and they do they have a much more eclectic and I guess kind of what I would stereotype as like a college level interest. They're more into things that a lot of things that aren't even on my radar, to be honest. And it's cool because I'm getting exposed to things that I'd never even heard of before.
This is Brad P. from NJ and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast at wholelotofnonsense.org. And
you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the mother fucking way.
Oh, great. Gave myself the hiccups doing that.
And yeah, and that's also cool because you're bringing different flavors and you know, you're giving variety. You know, I mean, people, you know, I think your listeners are going to appreciate that, having a different take on stuff and having different voices and different, you know, different, just different people coming out and kind of doing the same thing. But also, it's not three other people doing the exact same thing. So that sounds like a perfect way to kind of accessorize what you have.
Yeah, and we actually encourage people, and not a whole lot of people have taken us up on it yet, but we still encourage people, if there's a movie that somebody wants to talk about that they can record for even 5 minutes talking about a favorite movie of theirs or a movie that just came out. Scott's actually recorded rebuttals to Backseat Producers episodes because he disagreed with things we said, and he recorded a rebuttal episode as a Backseat Quickie to things that we talked about. And that's I think it's fantastic. And so if anybody wants to jump on, they can, you know, call our voicemail or send me an MP3, and we'll make a backseat quickie out of it. We like that. Scott actually likes that, because that means that's one week that he doesn't have to produce content.
And you know that, I know that that's a lot of, at least over the past year or so, I'd say that a lot of our conversation has been movies around Deadpan. You know, movies have certainly been a pretty good chunk of our focus. I'd say that all this should certainly appeal to our bunch around Deadpan. So I would encourage everyone to go and play. And of course, we might as well reveal some of our offline discussions. Is that, you know, we fully expect to do a backseat producers. See, you got me thinking fanboy.
Yeah,
we fully expect to do a Palooza, a Deadpan Palooza, and backseat producers crossover in the very near future. Hopefully soon. Hopefully either for the next one or the next one.
Sure. Yeah. And yeah, you know, and I welcome anyone to come over and listen. If there's a movie you like and you want us to hear us talk about, let me know. We're really open about that. We take suggestions all the time. And we don't really have a set type of movie we talk about. In fact, this is the first year that we weren't nominated for a Parsec. And honestly, I'm glad, because we never stood a chance with Parsecs. Backseat Producers is not strictly sci-fi fantasy movies. We talk about a little bit about everything. Mm-hmm. You know, we just recently did The Avengers, and then after that we did Precious. And then because the recent passing of Ray Bradbury, we just recorded an episode for Fahrenheit 451, which will, as we're recording this, will drop on Monday, so it'll be out by the time this gets aired. Mm-hmm. But we don't have a set scope for the movies that we do. We made mention that our fifth episode was a Russian propaganda film, Alexander Nevsky. And really, that was even a fun story, because it came from like one of the first people that ever listened to the podcast. He found the podcast through Libsyn's podcast list service, basically. He did a movie podcast, found ours, realized we were talking about movies, and he thought, oh, just looking at that name, this is going to be a couple of jackasses who are just, you know, drinking beer and going, oh, we're talking about movies. And we did do some of that. But he actually enjoyed the conversations, and turns out he was like a film student, and said, hey, you guys are talking about Star Wars. You guys really need to talk about Nevsky, because Lucas took a lot of his symbolism from it. And so we did. We're like, sure, we'll go watch that. Why not? And since then we've been really open about what we talk about. You know, we've talked to, like I said, we did an episode on Queensryche's Operation Mindcrime. The album. These are albums, not movies. Right. And
it's a concept album.
But it was concept, so there's a story to it, and we stepped through every song and analyzed each of the songs and how they played into the story and the characters in the story.
Mm. It was a nice touch making that episode number 156 too.
Yeah. It's
a Queensryche song.
When I realized that we might actually get to episode 156, see, because I actually had the idea to do Mindcrime as an episode after like the first year of the podcast, and then the hiatus happened and things changed, and then it got to the point where it's like, wow, we're past episode 100. We could easily hit 156. It's like, well, I booked off 156 as the Mindcrime episode. I had that booked for like a year ahead of time. I knew that that's what I was going to do. I tried to contact. I went so far as getting a hold of Queensryche's PR firm to see if I could get permission to play some of the songs in between the discussion of the song. So we'd like play a song and then discuss the song and then play the next track and discuss it. And if you listen to the episode, we clearly have it set up that I basically tried to contact them all the way up to the day before the episode released just to see if I could get permission, because I was totally ready to recut that whole episode with music in it. But we didn't get the permission. Though the way it's set up, you can very easily listen to the track, and you know, we tell you this is the track we're talking about, and so you could easily play that and just kind of play along.
Maybe one day you'll do the Phantom edit or the special edition, you know, which the unofficial, unreleased, you know, unofficially released version that has the music in it,
hidden out there only in the
right,
only if you do some URL bashing kind of thing,
right. Yeah, it's right. It's only torrentable.
Yeah. That is always a possibility.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
Our thing is we just have a good time. We enjoy visiting one of the local cons here in St. Louis, Archon. A couple of years ago, we got in our head that we were going to do a room party for the con. Archon is one of those kind of conventions that during the day it's kind of a straightforward, you know, book and media sci-fi convention. There's gaming, there's people talking about books, there's panels on this stuff. And then at night it's a party, because part of your admission is you get free beer. So it is a ridiculous party all night long, Friday and Saturday night. So we decided we were going to have a room party so that our friends would all have a place to gather. And Archon always happens in October. A couple of years ago, I got it in my head that, you know, October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're all guys, and guys like boobs, so we should do things for breast cancer awareness. Now, I personally, you know, no one in my family's ever been affected or anything like that. It was just, it's a good charity. It's something good to do. So like every October, our website is white on black, you know, just black writing on a white background. I change the background pink every October. And so we got to plan this room party, and we're like, oh, we're going to invite people in to our room to drink for free. We're supplying the booze that all these drunk people are going to come into our room and drink, which is okay because we want to have a good time. But we could do something with this. And so 2 years ago, Sausage Fest was invented. And it's Sausage Fest for Breast Cancer Awareness. And this year at Archon, we're going to be doing the third annual Sausage Fest. And we collect donations to have the room party, to pay for the room, the alcohol, meat, and to just to have this this party. And at the party we collect donations. The first year we were able to donate $500. Last year we were able to donate $800 to charity, and this year we're doing it again. So
awesome.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's one of those things that there's only so much that I'm personally going to get out of podcasting in any kind of physical, tangible sense. You know, I have fun with it. I enjoy it. I've got some cool equipment, but I had to pay for that myself. I've got some great friends that I've made out of all this. Some people that, you know, I really consider friends. Some people I've never met face to face. Some people I have, but I don't get a whole lot more out of it than just having a good time. So by being able to do something like Sausage Fest and do something that even if in some small way can give back, that it makes it more valuable to me. And it's something that I like doing, and people have kind of come to appreciate and expect. And the party has kind of become so epic in some circles that we have people who now fly in from Nevada and Colorado, and I think we're going to have some people come in from DC, and they're not there for Archon. they're there for Sausage Fest. And we're just one room party on Saturday night during this con.
That is very cool. And, you know, Archon's got to appreciate having you there, too, for that reason.
Yeah, they appreciate us. The people who are walking around appreciate us because we have food. And most room parties, you know, I think you've been to a con or two before. Come about 10 o'clock at a con, if there's parties going on, it is hard to find something to eat. Like, right. Everybody's got drinks flowing pretty freely, but to get something to eat is tough. So we get a lot of traffic for that.
And I recall all this stuff has a Facebook presence, too. I mean, for people who aren't going to be able to make it to Archon, but who are interested in this and want to help out. I mean, that, I know that you have a Facebook presence, and of course, there's your regular websites, too.
Yeah, our regular website, Facebook, Twitter, but I also got a dedicated website for Sausage Fest, and it's sausagefeststl.com, because apparently Sausage Fest was already taken. Be careful what you search for.
Yeah, don't go and look at that website.
Yeah. Sausage Fest,
the same thing.
Yeah, Sausage Fest STL is different than some of those sites. Kind of like when I got my first domain name, I thought, you know, it would be really clever to get my last name as a domain name. And then I could be, you know, my email would be tony@mast.com or .org or .net, you know, what have you. So I started doing the URL searches, and this was in like 2000 or something. Well, mast.com was taken. There's a company that has that. And like mast.net was like a German textile corporation. Mast.org, though, is different. Apparently, there is an organization called Masters and Slaves Together. MAST. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I guess they're kind of nonprofit or charity, I guess.
Yeah. They are a .org. So, yeah, I couldn't get mast.com.net or .org at the time. Still trying, but no, that never did work out.
Yeah, maybe go for tonymast.com.
I do have tonymast.com, and I can be reached there amongst one of about, you know, I think I have like 20 different URLs. So, like I said, I'm a collector, and pretty much I use GoDaddy, and, you know, go ahead and slam me for that too. But they have this habit of once every 2 months or so, they sell domain names for, like, you can get one for like 99 cents plus the ICANN fee. So you're basically paying like a buck and a quarter, and you can get a domain name for a year. And a buck and a quarter is a no-brainer when it comes to coming up with a good joke. So at one point or another, and I think I do still have most of these, laserairshipdinoshark.com, I've got that one. The aforementioned betterinthebackseat.com.
Right. Which I'm sure has gotten some interesting visitors over the years who are very disappointed. I'm sure you've had some disappointed visitors over the years.
I'm sure. let's see. JusticeLeagueOfPodcasters.com. I've got that one. My son, for like his first grade, one of his first grade projects, all the kids had to make a dinosaur. Like, they had to construct a dinosaur out of various materials. So he built this dinosaur that has, well, first he drew it, and then later he built it. It's a dinosaur that has, along its spine, it has lightsabers coming out of its back. It has lightsabers for teeth, and it eats lightsabers. That's its sustenance. And this is the lightsabersaurus. So, you know, one of the common themes in kind of our tribe is to give your kids names to protect their identity. So, right. So his identity has become Lightsabersaurus. because of this. And I even went so far as to get him lightsabersource.com, and we posted some of his drawings and things like that out there. So that's yeah, really cool. I've got a few domain names.
Well, I guess I guarantee everyone listening is going to go out to lightsabersource.com. But that's also a great thing to do for, you know, that when he's older, he'll look back and go like, wow, you know, how cool is my dad that my first grade project, which was Lightsabersaurus, you know, wasn't just this thing that we all laughed about and he stuck in the closet. Like, he actually went out and got the domain and kind of immortalized it in that way. So that's a pretty damn cool thing to do. My hat is off to you.
Thank you. Yeah. And he's a creative guy, and he's, like he had to draw some pictures and write little stories. So I took pictures of all these little pictures that he drew and the stories that he wrote and put them on the website. But then in the text of the blog posting would actually retype whatever his stories were.
Hey, so, Tony.
Yeah.
I think I just lost you.
I'm here. Jack? Ah.
Oh, my God. What happened to the pants? They're all dead. The pants are dead. I'm stuck with dead pants. Can anybody help me? Jack Mangan, can you help me? Deadpan. Deadpan Podcast. Host Jack Mangan. Yeah.
Andrew, back.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay. as I was saying, yeah, I took the text of all those of any of the stories that he wrote and posted them right on the website, so it'd make it easier to read. So you don't have to try to squint to read the picture itself. But there's some pretty interesting stories that he wrote out there. I think he has a potential of giving Mr. Sigler a run for his money on a few of his stories in the future.
Well, there you go. That's a good aspiration. Well, and of course, I think that's what the internet was made for, was for Lightsaber Soros.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, you know, we seem to be, the internet seems to be telling us that it's time.
Yeah, yeah.
Our internet connection seemed, because we just had that, which I guess the listeners won't hear, but we just had the crash. But, you know, it's been an awesome conversation. It's been awesome. I mean, there's a lot we didn't touch on, but, you know, that's as I said at the top of this thing, you know, you've got quite the longstanding podcasting career, and you know, it's awesome that, you know, you haven't faded, that you're really you've done the opposite of fade. I'd say you're still, you know, holding the torch high, and, you know, kudos to you for that, man. You ought to have an ambassador to podcasting insignia, or you know, we all appreciate what you do. All of us.
Thank you. You know, as long as I still have fun, that's what it's about. I had a buddy come over one night to record with us, because we regularly invite people on to record with us. Pretty much, one of my co-hosts, Adam, anybody he meets, he tells that he's on a movie podcast. The first thing he does, he tells them he's on a movie podcast. The second thing he does is invite them to join us. And one of our mutual friends came over, and he was involved in a podcast that they were, you know, anytime the audio went bad, they would start recording from scratch. They would get so far as, you know, if they'd been recording for 20 minutes and they'd hear dogs barking outside, they'd stop and re-record portions of it. And he was getting really just burned out on it. And then he came over to record with us. And, you know, the first thing I did was I pulled out a bottle of whiskey and poured him a drink. And he's like, "We're going to drink?" Yeah. Alcohol fuels conversation. So, yeah, we drink in moderation, because if you drink two beers in an hour, you never know where things are going to go. You know, things can go downhill very quickly if you drink at a pace to the conversation that it's really condensed into an hour. And But after he was done recording, he's like, I did not know podcasting could be like this. This was fun. It's like, what are you talking about? Why are you doing this if it's not fun?
And it's not a job, you know. It's not. It's a fun hobby.
Yeah, it's a hobby, and you know, there are some people that take it really, really seriously. And if you have fun taking it seriously, because some people just have the kind of personality that taking things seriously and getting intense about something is enjoyment to them, and that's cool. But you know, find what you're passionate about, what you love, and go with it. And for some people, it's painting RPG models, or playing video games, or watching movies, or you know, listening to metal. And if you want to talk about it, that's awesome. If you just want to internalize it and hold on to it for yourself, that's cool too. But what we do is we talk about them. That's what we like to do, and that's what I like to do. And as long as I have fun with the conversations, as long as the conversations are interesting and meaningful, even if the movie sucks, you can have a good conversation about it. And and some of our best conversations have been when I liked the movie and someone else didn't, or vice versa. Because then you're engaged. Then you are really talking. You're not just agreeing with each other and just, you know, spouting off random facts about a movie. If you really get into it and really talk about it and enjoy it and pick it apart, that's kind of what, when we're having the most fun with it, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and the results have been fun. I mean, it is a lot of fun to listen to you guys. You guys have a good dynamic, and you know, of course, you know, you got an intelligent conversation about it, and you know, I hope you keep doing it for as long as, you know, for as long as it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Evo Terra's website, I don't know if he still has it, but he had the website Fun Anymore. And when people asked him, why is the website funanymore.com? Well, because he said, I'm going to do this until it's not fun anymore. And it's a great play on that, but it's the truth. If you're not enjoying this and what you're doing, why are you doing it? You know, it's about having a good time. And if a community of people surround you and enjoy it also, well, that's more fuel to the fire. You know, and I think that's what's really special about Deadpan, because you have this community of people that, you know, aside from getting together and having the commonality of the podcast, they have become, you know, a community, a network, a family, a tribe, whatever you're going to call it, and that is really cool. And to have that connection and to know that it's there is really, it's comforting, you know, as a listener. And I'm speaking now as a listener, and I stopped listening to podcasts because of job situations and things like that for a couple of years. And then I came back to Deadpan, and, you know, it was when I started listening back to podcasts, it was like, oh, the Deadpan's still out there. Cool. I'm going to, you know, jump back in and keep listening. And it's nice to know that I can, you know, jump on to the comments and make a few comments. And if it happens every few months, it's like the comments are appreciated and people engage. They don't, oh, who are you? Why are you here? You know, there's none of that. It's very welcoming and very opening. And it's a cool thing. You've really built a very cool community, Jack.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you saying that. That's fantastic to hear, and I agree. I mean, that is a great bunch of people. You know, and people have come and gone, but you're right. I mean, the core has always been a great bunch of people, and of course, man, you're always welcome. You're always welcome on the comments. You're always welcome on the podcast, and you know, it's, I think, you know, it, you know, you said the word there, and I think that our opinions and definitions of community throughout this little thing we do has changed over the years, but I'd say that there is, no matter,
hello,
can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry, I unplugged the mic.
You were getting really profound.
I know. I bumped into the microphone. But I was just... Anyway, yes, the community thing is, the community is strong with this one.
Yes, it is strong.
The community, there is a strong, you know, no matter who kind of fractures off, no matter who pisses off who or whatever, I'd say there still is that strong connection, and it's also an interesting thing because in our case, you know, you and I have not met, and you know, we have gone for long periods of time without talking, but it's always there, you know, the bond has always been there, really since the Wigan days. That's 6 years now, maybe 7 years. 7 years is actually when Duel of the Fates. Jeez. So, you know, that's a pretty awesome thing. And you know, and as I said before, I think, you know, you were definitely one of the people who's keeping that strong. And we'll give our mutual bromance, the object of our romantic affection. He's another guy I think I'd say is not really, he's always been a strong community guy, and he's one of the people I think kind of, he's not really one of the divisive people. I mean, there certainly are out there, and that's, you know, but I'd say he's always been a uniter, you know, as opposed to a divider. And, you know, I'd say that the same applies to you. Not to me, I'm a dick. But, you know, I mean, it applies to...
Yeah, Mr. Pod Taint over here.
Yeah, it's one of my legacies. But
you know what? I honestly, I loved your commentary on Pod Taint. I don't know who you were talking about. I have some ideas who I think it could be, and I'm not gonna you know, put your hand to the fire or anything. I honestly don't know if you've said anywhere who it is, but just the fact that you're like, hey, come on, don't be a dick. That was I loved that whole thing. I really did.
Well, thanks again. You know, that was very much a few years ago in the podcast world, and I've since, you know, kind of, you know, but I mean, I'm sure people are people. People are still going to trash talk each other, and it's also funny that some of the people who are the loudest proponent, loudest, you know, retweeters of Pod Taint, the people, you know, would later on go, I'd later on find out that they were kind of trashing me behind my back. So it's just, there's all kinds of ironies and all kinds of wonderful little things about it. But, you know, I like to think that's it. I'm glad it was said. I'm glad it was said. I think it encapsulated that time. But, you know, that time, that's a few years ago. Things have moved on. I'd say the central message is the same. And of course, that never applied. I mean, that's just not how your guys like you are built. I mean, that's just not, you know, just trashing people and talking about them behind their back, that kind of thing. That's not, or even just treating your fans and your listeners and your friends like they're beneath you. That was actually the central tenet of it. And that's never been something, that's never been you. It's never been how you or T or hopefully not me and, you know, anyone's really wired. So those people will still be out there, but you know, Pod Taint is still, it's still very much of its time, and it's good back there in the past. It doesn't need to come back.
It had a place and it, it lived there and that's where it can stay. That's fine.
Yeah. There's no backseat taint.
No. We just hose it down every so often. It's all right.
Wait, did you just go out and get that domain?
Backseattaint.com? I probably should. Because if not, somebody's going to grab it when they hear this.
All right. Well, you know, we've got about 2 hours here, Tony. So I'm going to say let's wrap it up. But thank you so much for you know, giving me this time. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun talking. You know, I appreciate the stuff you've done for Deadpan in the past. That the Creature on the Wing bit that you recorded for me was wonderfully delivered. So
thank you. You know, I had a lot of fun with that.
I appreciate, you know, your friendship through the years, and let's definitely keep this going. And let's talk before Deadpan reaches 288. Let's make sure that there are more Tony Mast appearances on Deadpan.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks, Tony.
All right, thanks, Jack.
And scene, or I'll snap.